Nello and Petrashi do the work. A few years later, Jean became so old that he could not go out with a cart anymore. Then, little Nello took his grandfather's place beside the cart. He sold the milk and brought back the money to the owners with a pretty manner that charmed all who saw him. The little boy was a beautiful child with dark eyes and fair hair. Many an artist sketched the group as it went by, the green cart with the brass cans of milk, the great yellow-haired dog, and the small figure that ran beside him in wooden shoes. Nello and Petrashi did the work so well and so joyfully together that Jean Daz had no need to stir out. He could sit in the doorway in the sun and watch the little boy and the dog go forth through the garden gate. While they were gone, he would doze and dream and pray a little, and then he would awake again as the clock struck three and watch for their return. On their arrival at the hut, Petrashi would shake himself free of his harness with a bark of joy, and Nello would tell with pride the doings of the day. Then they would all go in together to their meal of rye bread and milk or soup. After twilight, the boy and the dog would lie down together to sleep peacefully while the old man said a prayer.